let's begin. Hope everyone had a good fast. Biz Hashem, we got to mechazik ourselves, finish up strong, Biz Hashem, then her. The schus, most of the yeshivas after this Tisha B'Av have been as manim. So we chap around, Biz Hashem. Mechazik the Talmud Torah, Biz Hashem. Okay, the last point we left off with, and we have to see the simon, intricate simon, simon yadalid. We point out there's a machleikus Rambam Rosh. What was the machleikus? The Rosh holds when they're toveya one another, both of them have an efsharus to be derish based on agodl. According to the Rambam, when they're both equal, neither of them have a schus to go to be derish to based on agodl. So let's begin the Sif here, in Sif Aleph. Mechaber sheshnaim shinsatzmu bedin zeh, shnaim shinsatzmu bedin, zeh omer nadun kan, zeh omer nadun lebezen agorl. Kofun osu vedan biyiroi, vimam rekosven nosun li mezatam dan tunti, dan suni shema teisim kosven vnosun lo vachakach motzim imenu. Vim hutsu chlisho dover mezen agorl, kosven shochun sholim in donalem biyirim kefi mashivu biksal bezen agorl, shnei baal edinim yifru schar shliach. So, Mechaber begins by saying, like the Rambam, there's no difference between Beis Nagodol and Beis Avad. And he says, one of the litigants say, let's go to Beis Nagodol. Bizman hazeh, whoever's choshev in the door is called Beis Nagodol. That's what Rabbeinu Tam said. We found that the Bnei Beseira were Yardim and Siyosim, Umanu is Hillel and Nasi, because he was greater than them. That was called Beis Nagodol. Sedek, Sedek, Tirdof, Achor, Abelozo, Lelud, Vachor, Masiv, and Chorosh, Leroimi. So you see that even Romi was called Beis Nagodol. When there's no greater Talmud Chochem, there's an automatic Beis Nagodol. So what does it mean, Vedan Be'iroi? Koifino so Vedan Be'iroi. Even though the Pazik says Sedek, Sedek, Tirdof, which means Holoch, Achor, Beis, and Yofi, here, there's in the city of Beis Din, your Koifino so Ladun Kan. And the Gemara says, Shlo Yotzi Mona, Ayyadeh Bane, through the Hotzos and the Tircha, that he'll have to do, Lomaisu, we want to avoid that. So, it's interesting, here are the small points out in Sifkot and Ches, and other Gedolei Achronim, Lomaisu, as well, the small, as Medayik from the Ramban, and the Urim V'tumim, the Nesivas say, the following, that when it's Muchon, that the Baal HaDin is ready to pay all the expenses of his Baal Din, Gamiki Agavna Kofin Ladun Beiro. Let's say a guy's a wealthy guy, he says, let's go to another Beis Din, and I'll pay all the expenses. That's not acceptable. We're Kofin Ladun Beiro. Okay? And if the Malva's Hoylech, Memelul also ear, that there's a Beis Avad, Kofin also Ladun Sham. And then we're Kofin to be Dan Sham. However, if they already started the Beis Nagodol, and then the Baal Din gets settled there, and he wants to finish the Din Be'iro, there we don't listen to him. Because the Baal Din Shechenegdo can say, Haschalta B'Gedoylim V'lo Adun B'Ketanim. So if they did start the Beis Nagodol, Lamaisa, they Lamaisa cannot switch it to the Ketanim. That's what the Tumim points out. So let's get those few details there again. Nachum always said that when the guy's willing to pay up all everything, we don't allow it. We still don't allow it. Kofin ladun b'iro, number one. Number two, if the malve is hoylich memeilil osair that has the Beis Avad, or kofin oso ladun sham, okay? If he ended up going there, then you do it. And if they started already with the Beis Nagodol, and everyone started, and then he wants to switch to go to the Ketanim Lamai, so we don't accept it. Okay. So what does this mean? He says, you know what? Give me the reason. One of the Baal Edinim says, give me the reason you're paskal against, because maybe you made a mistake, and I want to send it out. So, halacha lamaisa, kosun and nosun lo, when they do it, mirtzonam, bimkomam, there's a machloikis whether they have to write it or not. When they come on their own, there's a machloikis whether they have to write or not at all. You really have to see, we're going to get to it, Bez Hashem, Sif Dalid, where the Ramah discusses this, Poshup Shat, that Dafk, if they die on Ayyadei Kfiyah, then you have to write the reasoning down. But Balav Achi, the Ramah says, Ein Kosam Lochein Iker. That's what the Ramah quotes from the Mordechai and the Muki Yosef, Beferish and Sif Dalit. So you have to read Sif Dalit. That this whole halacha, Pashup Shad, is Ayyadei Kfiyah, then the Kuliyam will write it. But if they're coming Mirtzonam, there's a Machlegis in Rishonim, and we assume the Ramah holds Vechein Iker, and that's Pashup Shad in the Machaber, I would assume as well we hold like this. That's the small seems to say, Kuliyama holds like that, that this whole requirement that the Baal HaDinim can say, why, write it down, is only when they were forced to din. But if it was Miatzmum, Pashup Shat, they don't have to write anything down. Okay? All right. And then Lamaisa, it says, Achach Motzin Mimenu, they shouldn't be scared and hesitant. What do I mean? Meaning that they shouldn't be afraid that they're going to make a mistake, that maybe it'll be go to an appeal system, and maybe the Beis Din HaGadol will say they made a mistake, and then they're going to have to get the money back. They shouldn't be choshish for that if they made a psak, motzim mimenu. If they have to ask the Shiloh, they ask the Shiloh. Now, if the Dayanim themselves want to ask the Shiloh, ein yocholiton baldin im kein elich batzmin eladun sham. In other words, if the Dayanim want to ask on their own, the Baal HaDin, the Baal HaDin can't say, oh, I see what we, the small says, we see that you're going to ask, you know what? Lamaisa, let us go. We want to go have a din Torah there. Obviously, you guys are unsure of something, so can we go? So they're not able to do that, the small points out. And if the Beis Din Lamaisa, if the Beis Din themselves are any Odea Ladun Klau Bezatfil, let's say they have no idea, there's one detail, that's fine. They can ask the Shiloh Lamaisa, get an Eitzah from the Beis Din HaGadol. But if the Beklau don't know, if they don't know, then Lamaisa, there is a heter. The Bach says in Dirmaskim in Starchel Lishol, the Bach says in Beferish that if they don't know what's going on and the litigants agree to that, then Taki can force him to go to what? To go to. He can force him to go up to the Beis Din HaGadol. The Shmo has a Lush and any Odea. Any Odea, maybe that's what the small means when he says that. Any Yodim Lodun, maybe that's what he means. Maybe that's what he means with the Bach says. Okay, but nonetheless, if it's one detail, the Baal HaDinim can't say, oh, you're going to ask, we're just going to leave and go there. You cannot force him. You can't do that. You have to listen to the Psak of the Beis Din, and they have no right. If they don't know at all, then in Chanami, then you can be Kofi Ladun Chaver Beis Din HaGadol. Okay, and what does it say? It says, if the Beis Din HaGadol wants to issue a psak, what do? V'danim lem be'irim k'fiv sh'yavu b'ksav Beis Din HaGadol. The Beis Din HaGadol doesn't issue a psak, they just go, tell them back, the Beis Din in the city, how to paskin. When they get the letter, shnei Baal HaDinim yifru schar shlich, and the payment to pay the Beis Din HaGadol, both Baal HaDinim do that. Halach l'mayis. So we learned already in the end of Siman Yud Gimel, I think it was the next to last sif. If you remember that, in Siman Yud Gimel, it was Sif Vav, correct. It said, Beferish, that if the Dayanim want to ask the Beis Din HaGadol, then they should ask the Shiloh, and the Beis Din HaGadol should tell them their din, but the Beis Din HaGadol is not Paskin, because you need the Baal HaDin to be Omdin Lefnei HaDayanim. Okay? So that's already, was Masbred already, in the Siman Yud Gimel, Sif Vav. Okay, let's see the Ramah now. Hagah, miu echem mi Baal HaDinim o Dayanim rotsum l'shloach l'merchokim. One of the fellows, one of the Baal HaDinim or Dayanim wants to send to far off places. V'yesh chamcham samach lehem haroi ladun. There's one close by who has the capability to paskin. Shochem l'samach afa b'sharochok yoser chacham. The lavko kimni ligrom hefsed l'Baal HaDin l'harbo b'schar shlichas. You send to the closer by Chacham, even though the one who's farther away is a bigger Tama Chacham, but you can't cause a hefsid of the Baal Din to be Marbin Schar Shlichus. The Kolshken, im yesh Chacham Echad Be'irun, Kolshken, if there's one Chacham Be'irun, Haroi Ladun, you stick to that person. And this Ramah is going out what the Mechaber wrote. When there's a suffix to the Beis Din, they send to ask a Shaila, Chavez Das is, you know, what they feel about it. And therefore the Ramah writes here that since it's an expenditure, and there's someone close by, why marbe the expenditure? You shouldn't send the question, l'makom l'mrachok yosir, when there's a chacham that's closer by. Because by you adding up the expenses, the Baal HaDinim are going to have to share the expenses, and one can cause more hotzah on his chaveiro when it's unnecessary. and continues, he says, Koshkin Meshchachem Abira Royaladin, continues the Ramah, he may Shnei Chacham Smuchim Beshava, if they're in close vicinity, equal vicinity, that is, Hochan Achar HaGadol. If there are two Chacham in equal vicinity, you go bust the Gadol, the biggest of the two. Here the Ramah quotes Yushalmi, the Beis Yosef said, that if you have one that says, let's go to Tveria, and one says, let's go to Sipori, you listen to the one that going to Tveria, because they were equal in vicinity, and we go to the one in Tveria, they were bigger Talmidei Chachamim. You go to the Beis Din Yosser Yafa. Lo rak l'inin din Teira, but it's in even the Kobea, the Kabbalah, Eitza, from a Beis Din, you also go to the one that is what? That is the bigger Talmidei Chachamim. So if they're equal in vicinity, you go to the biggest one. And I just wanted to point out that if you look in the Beis Yosef, it's interesting that the Nemuki Yosef was talking about setting up, the Beis Yosef was talking about setting up a Din Torah. He was not talking about, you know, asking Eitzes. That's the Ramah's extension, the Nemuki Yosef. I want to just point that out. The Nemuki Yosef was talking about setting up the Din Torah. Here the Ramah is talking about Eitzes and the expenditures are going to be. The Ramah extended the Nemuki Yosef and widened him to use his svar, not just by setting up the Din Torah, but even what? Spending money. Okay. B'med Dvarim Amurim. Let's get this. Bishar Hadinim Shezeh Toin V'zeh Toin. We're talking about, and this, let's get this, Bezhi Shem, like the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says that, again, the Baal Din has no ability to be kofet to go to Beis Nagadol, right? That's Dafka when what? There's a Hagdara of a Toveya and a Nitva, both in Shomazik, Nizik, or Gazlan, and Nigzal, like Halva. There's a Toveya, there's a Nitva. And in that case, the Lover and the Nitva are not able to be Dorish to go to Beis Nagadol. Because why? Eved Lover Lish Malva, Poskin Mishle. And any situation, Lamaisa, where there is a Matzav of Tovim, let's say there's a Sichsuch about a property, a shared property, both of them cannot be Dorish to go to Beis Nagadol. Okay? Except a Malva is able to be Kof for the Lover, and Toveya Minizikim Gezelis. So, Lamaisa, we have a situation, the Rambam says, Dafka when there's Dafka in this situation, can we say this halacha? And the Ramah says, B'med v'armurim kishara adinim, shezet toin v'zet toin, o kishomra malva nidon kan, v'alov omer nelech lebez nagadol. Right? So, aval imam ramalva nelech lebez nagadol, but if the malva says to do it, kofin is alova, v'ola imo, the lova's got to go with him. Chenim ton zeshi eziko gazolo, there it is, hezek or gezel, v'ratza toin laolos, kofin beistino, shabiro, and it's anitan, we forced the mazik, laolos, imo, v'chen kokiyotze bezeh. So that's b'shat because there's a tain of gzel or hezek, similar to the tain of a halva, and the toveya has a tarumas on the nitfa, and therefore it's like all those cases you can invoke the din of eved lova lishmava. But other tvias where there's no tarumas, where they're equal, Was that towing? Then Shneim are shoving. Then you don't have to listen. Halacha l'mais. And if you recall, on Thursday we mentioned the machlokas, the small nedrisha, same gadol against the nesivis. You remember the nesivis said he didn't understand. If guys have a property, one guy has a tine on the other guy, he thinks he's getting ripped off. So why is that not like nizik and mazik? Remember we said that? So he said, so what's the example where everyone's equal? The nesivis argues on this one. He said the example was Shneim ochsim metalis. Shnayim Oksim Metalis is a perfect example. The guys are arguing about a boat. Zetoin Shalavosi, Zetoin Shalavosi. So that's a perfect case where no one has any time as one over the other guy. There's no Tovea Nitpa in that case. But any time there's a Tovea Nitpa, the Nesiva says, Halacha L'maisa, the Tovea can be Dorish when you go to Beis Nagadol. That's all within the Rambam's shot. Okay? Whereas the Smas said, no. The Smas said, if it's, you know, just a partnership, that's not called a real Tarumos. And that's not called Tovea Nitpa. Okay, interesting machlokes. Continuing the mechaber, the med dvaramurim kashiyu edim orayo lenigzol lenizik olamalva. I mean, it's got to be something significant where the guy has a real schus to the toveya. You know, he has a legitimate tani. He has edim or he has a raya. He has, you know, some type of raya there lomaisa. But if he has no raya or edim in the nitfas kofra kol, then it's a joke. I mean, you don't say eved lovlish lomalva. It's not fair. And therefore, what will we do? We make the nitfa take a shu'as esis and let him walk. We all know what a Shavuos Hesus is. Gemara in Shavuos Mem Amud Aleph in the name of Rav Nachman, that if a man says, go for Akol, someone says, I owe him $100. I'm go for Akol. What's the din? I take a Minatora, I can walk right out of Beis Din. Midrabanan, there's a Chazak Enim Tovei Enim Ken Yeshlo Olav. There's some credibility to the guy. Why would the guy come over and me say that? So I have to take a Shavuos Midrabanan, low level. It's a whole question. Did the Shavuos Hesus exist Bizman of Mishnayis? There's a Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis that seems to say yes. But the Pashup Shadow was Bizman Rav Nachman, and there was there's credibility at a level of the Rabbanon, so therefore we make a Hesus. Actually, to get it completely precise, there are two Lashonos and Shavuos Daf Mem. Is it only by when you say Parati, or is it even when you say Lahadam? Maybe it's only when there's a drawer to Mamona where I agree that there was a loan, but I paid it back? Or do you say it even when I'm a kofar akol completely? 2 days in the Gemara? It's actually a machlok just showing them how to pask in 2 days in Taisus. Rav Haigon is of the opinion, we pask in Shulchan Aruch, it means even when you're kofar akol, you always have to take a Hesus. It's interesting, a Hesus can even be done in a form of Eini Odeya. Normally, Shuas that are the Arais or a Shuas Mid Rabban, Shuas HaMishin, there's never a din Eini Odeya. You deny the whole thing, but Hesus can be done even in any day, according to one day in Taisus, Babatsiya Haman off in the bottom of the omen. Okay. Loha Yudvorm Yom, deny the whole thing. Kofar Akol. It's different than saying Parati. You agree that there was a loan. That's what I mean. There's a drawer of the money when you say Parati. So the two Lashonos in what the scope of Hesus is. Is it only by Parati or is it even by Lahadam? Okay. Fine. So let's continue now. So says, V'chein Adin Bizman Hazeh Shein Shem Bezin Agarol. So even the Ramah, even the Rambam who had the Rambam, Lamaisa, who said there was no difference between the Beis Nagadol and Beis Avad, Lamaisa, he says there's no Beis, no, Bizman Hazeh, it's different. The Rambam is in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Pirek Vav, I gave it to you, Lachaches, through Tess. And Lamaisa, the Rambam says when there are Edim, Lamaisa, but Bizman Hazeh, there's no Beis Nagadol. But there are Makomos where there are what? There are Makomos where there are Gedolim, Chachav and Gedolim, Mumchim, Larabim. And there are makomos that have talmidim that aren't kamosim. So if the Mavet says, let's go to the place where there's a gadol there. So you go for the lova and he goes with him. And all throughout Spain they used to do this, the Rambam says. B'chol asfard. And it's sedek tirdof. So it's masha from the Rambam that bizman hazeh, if there is a group of gadolim in a certain place, that's the din. However, in the tour turns everything about face. Comes along the tour and he quotes the Rosh. And he says, Beis Nagadol, they listen to the Nidva, they don't listen to Toveya. It's mamish lehefich of everything we've learned up till now today. Turns everything around. He says, you know what? I'm worried about these guys, these fellows that don't have a lot of money going after the rich guys. And they're going to, you know, make the rich guys go to the Beis Nagadol. Aye, they're Toveya. You go after a billionaire and all these people goes after a billionaire. It's a real problem. And therefore, there was a Takanas Chachamim, we said a Tikkun Olam, and therefore, to protect Lamaisa, then any time you want to go to a Beis Nagadol, you only go with the Nitva, not the Toveya. The Rabbeinu Tam said, Beis Nagadol Shnei Amar Shavim. The whole difference between Toveya and Nitva was only by a Beis Vad. That's what we're going to get to in the Ramah. But, Bez Hashem. But Lamaisa, it's just interesting to me, the Rambam didn't have that at all. You know, the Rambam never had that concern, you know, of the Takanas Olam. It's interesting to me why the Rambam wasn't concerned about that. I'm not sure. L'chur, it's a very legitimate taina. I mean, you could have these poor fellows, you know, being Toveya millionaires all the time, forcing them to do pshara because they don't want to travel, and just getting money out of them. You know, there's people that do that. Unfortunately, in Bizman Hazeh, they go after, they make up all these stories. So, it's interesting to me why the Rambam didn't have it. But let's see the Ramah. So what's the Lashon Ramav Yeshomrim? He says, the Beis Din Chashiv Shebechol Dor V'Dor Lefi Mashu Mikri Beis Din Agadol. What's that noise? Not sure. Okay. Oh, the Ramah said, the Beis Din Chashiv Shebechol Dor V'Dor Lefi Mashu Mikri Beis Din Agadol. As we said, the Ramah says everything's a Beis Din Chashiv. And he says, even though L'maisa Yeshomrim, that's what he's saying, that Bizman said there's no Beis Nagadol, there's a Beis Vad. So the Ramah says, the Ramah is going to say there's a difference between Beis Nagadol and Beis Vad, because the Beis Nagadol is bigger Beis Nagadol, not Beis Vad. According to the Rambam, in the Ramachaber, there's no difference anyway, so it doesn't make a difference. But the Ramah says, there is a difference, so Shlomo, the Beis Din Nechashu, Shechod Ovdor, the Fimashu Mikra, Beis Din HaGorol. Ava Yim Yesh Mekoymeis, Bos Medina Sheish Bem Chacham, Gedoy Lemumchim Lerabim, Umakom Sheish Bem Talmidim, Sheinem Kamosim, Imam Ramah, Vanelech Lemokom Ploni, Shabiritz Ploni, Shabiritz Ploni, Leploni, Ploni, HaGorol, Venodol, Lefon of Kovin, Zalov, Vololi Chimo. That's the Mechaber like the Rambam. That you, Mava, Evid, Lov, Lemal, Yish Mava. That's the din. He's Pasuch Bechachamim, they see him at Talmidim. Mashma that there are places where they're Chamikim, but they're not Gedolim like the ones in another place. Okay? So, that's interesting. Halacha Lomaisa. So he says that if you want to go to Lamech Lomokim Ploni, to this place, or Kovanis Alova, Veholech Imo. Okay? So, it's interesting, Lomaisa, that you're able to go to, you're able to force to go to those places. Okay? So, what happens if in the place there are chambikim, but ena gedolim kaosim shubmakam acher? So you notice that it's like, you know, it's chachamim to talmidim. You know what I mean? Let's say it's chachamim and chachamim. So the Radbaz in Simon Elif Zion, it's in the Mafteach and the Rambam, Lomaisa says you can't be kofa. It's got to be a situation of chachamim as opposed to talmidim. You follow me? But if they're both in the realm of Chachamim, but one is greater than the other, then even the Rambam will be masking. At least the Rabbah says you're not kofa. Okay, Hagah. Im yesh l'toveya edim, it means toveya. Do you have toveya in yours? In your Shulchan Aruch? It means Hagah. Im yesh l'toveya, yeah? You have toveya in parentheses? Im yesh l'toveya edim or raya, v'nira l'bezdin shabiro sheish mamish betan osuf. It's got to be something legitimate, right? That's the shita of the... That's the Shita Lamaisa. It's got to be something that bases Mamish. If he has no Edom or Raya, Lamaisa, it's a Vava Mechaleket. It's not the Poshup Shot. It's not, you don't need both. Okay? Poshup Shot. That's what the Sma says in Sifkot and Tess. Okay? Either or is good. You have to have either Edom or a Raya. That's considered to be good. Halacha Lamaisa. Okay? Then we're Kofa the Lovis. Taiching. Ava Balavachin Kofa no so Lelech Imo. Yesh Omrim. Says the Ramad, but Taina Nelech Lebezin Agadol, Ein Chiluk Bein Toveh L'Nidfa. There is no difference. Chol Echad Yachol Lakuv Chavero Lelech Imo. When it comes to Bezin Agadol, each guy can force his friend. Not a problem. That's the sheet that we said of Rabbeinu Tam, right? Bezin Agadol, the Toveh L'Nidfa are equal. It's only the difference between the Toveh L'Nidfa is only by a Bez Var Chachamim. Then he says, V'kolze Medina. You can't force a guy to go out of your city if you have a beis in your city. Whole thing is up gefreg. So you can't push him off. You can push him off until 3 days. And then you have to start choosing dayanim. So what does this mean? So he says, Bizmanenu, we don't have a base in Nagoro, we don't have a base Avad. So if there's a base in Choshem Choldova door, even though there might be great time in the Chum, but they're arguing who's the bigger one. They're arguing who's the bigger one. So also, the Aruch HaShulchan says, it's the same problem. Plus the fact, you know, there are Ramoin. The Lashon HaGemara, I didn't give it to you. Get it down, please. And Kuf Yud Gimlamav Baba Kama has a Lashon of Ramoin. The Bir Agroa quotes out that they're Ramoim. Who are Ramoim? Trickers. They're always trying to play games, you know, always trying to procrastinate, right? They're always trying to get out of having to pay. There are guys like that, Bizman Hazeh. Unfortunately, they'll do anything to get out of paying. Believe it or not, it's a terrible zulzul. It's a chil Hashem. If you don't have the money, go forward to the guy saying, I'm sorry I don't have the money. Don't try to keep making up excuses all the time. And you have to communicate that. Don't try to not answer the guy's phone calls and things like that. Saying like that, Beferish here. It says, Ramoin, that people try to mishtamit min adin. They try to slip away from din, to get away from din etayra, to go to other places. It's improper behavior. The Aruch HaShulchan has a line, and the Bir Agroa basically says, he says it Beferish. The Bir Agroa says it Beferish. He says, if that was Bismana Gamara, Veikar Ramoin, Kol Shekein what? Kol Shekein Bismanenu. Zok the Gon. The Gon says that, Beferishter. Yeah? He's Mitzayin the Gemara Baba Kama. So that's the Poshup Shad, that's what he means. So therefore, Halacha Lamaisa, it's really improper. So So let's get this. So the Hagdara of Bezin shall also makom. How do you define that, guys? Did you notice that small from the Trumas Hadeshin? How do you define nowadays what's a Bezin in the city? You know, in a lot of cities, they used to have a minhag. Also nowadays, a lot of shuls, they have plots for Beis HaKfaris. So he says, Beferish, he says that the Hagdara of Bezin also makom is if the Shaykh to the Beis HaChaim. If it's shaykh to the Beis HaChaim of theirs, then it's shaykh to that Beis Din. So if they're all part in the same plot, same cemetery, that's considered a Beis Din, that makom. So Lomaisi says you could push them off up till 3 days. Bizman hazeh, you're not able to be durish to go outside your city, but you are able to say to the guy, give 3 days. Okay? That's if you give an excuse to the dichui. The mele, you're able to what? They know that you're not trying to play this. Now, I want to get this clear. We're talking about the two guys come to Din Torah. They finally come to Beis, then they say, we're fighting and fighting. So, okay, so the Dayanim say, when do you want to have the Din Torah? So he says, one of the guys says, give him 3 days. So as long as he gives an excuse why he needs it 3 days, that's fine. However, Lamaisa, that's Hainushad. See, that's before the Din Torah really hasn't started. You follow me? See, that's what really was unclear to me. Is that Hainusha Adayin Lo Bala Bezdin? What do you mean Adayin Lo Bala Bezdin? So how are they deciding? So it could very well be that, let's say, amongst themselves. So in other words, I guess you have to be, you could say this in one of two ways. You could say that they came in front of the Bezdin, and the Bezdin says, well, listen, when do you want to do the Din Torah? The guy says, give him 3 days. So you need a reason. That's one approach you could say. The other approach is you could say they're amongst themselves, but they're supposed to be B'nai Torah. If you're supposed to be B'nai Torah and they're talking in shul amongst themselves, you know, they say they really got to go to a Din Torah. If you really got to go to a Din Torah, okay, that's fine. But, you know, he says, give me 3 days. He says, give him 3 days. So you need a real reason for that. So I think there's two ways to say it. Is it in front of Bezin they're doing it or outside of Bezin? They're outside of Bezin, we're assuming they're B'nai Torah. But if the Bezin's already started, and now he says, the one guy presents his Din Torah, and then he says, oh, he says he needs 3 days to think about that, to respond. That's ridiculous. We don't give him any time at all. That's a ramos. And therefore, he's trying to push him away. And once the Din Torah starts, you cannot delay at all. Shari kolechid yochol omer hein olav hamasha tovin oso. Elim ken shai setfiya bofen pitomi. If it was a sudden claim that he's got to what think about, you know, what was the issue, then we give him a little bit of time, according to Ros Ene Adayonim. Okay, maybe you give him 24 hours. Lavush has a line like that. But once the Din Torah has started, unless it was a surprise, then maybe you'll give him a day. But once it started, Lamaisa, you can't push off 3 days. We're talking about either in Shul or even before the Din Torah started, then the most 3 days. But I want you to know, it says Miyad Yavaru Dayonim. What does Miyad Yavaru Dayonim mean? The beginning of the 3 days. If you're going to do Zavla, I don't want to wait. You don't wait 3 days and then do the Zavla. It'll take another 3 weeks. The Zavla process begins at that first day. Okay? That's what it means. Miyad Yavaru Dayanim. It means right away it's done, so you don't come to another Dechia when you get to the third day. That's what the small says, Docha the Lavush. The Lavush said it meant Yom Shlishi. You saw the Lavush there? You saw the small quote of Lavush? He meant immediately at that time. Okay. Continues the Ramah. Avalach Sanoi. Let's go. He says, "Kein la rachshav bezan goro bezan lachin lo yuchul chosov." Yuchul chosov shlo dini mo ad yom shlishi miyadi varo denim. Av achsanoi, a visitor, shetaveil lebnei ayir. He's taking people, the balabatim in the city, who didn't taro shnei achsanoim, or two visitors. Sarach la dini mo miyad lo yuchul chosov, because this din of pushing away for 3 days is only by guys from the city. But if the taveil or even both of them are visitors, then you got to do the Din Torah right away because they're going to be on their way. They're always on the move. So you want to do it right away. Or even if each guy is two visitors from two different cities, then in fact, unless you don't judge them here, then the Tovea is going to have to go after the Nitpa. It's going to be a whole schlep. And therefore, since they're both here, then the Din Torah. But if they're both from the same city, Yochel Lomar, Nelech Lebezin Shili Reinu. Let's say they're two visitors from, you know, two visitors from L.A. come into Shul. They're visiting in the summer in Psaic. And they have a money dispute that happened while they're spending the summer in Psaic. So, Lamaisa, if they both want to say, let's go to a Din Torah in L.A., that's fine. Okay? Because there's not going to be any expenses. They all live there, Beferish. Okay. Continuing. V'chein ben ha'ir shetoveh al achsanoi b'chomak shim senu, v'yesham beizdim achricho sham ledin. Let's say that ben ha'ir is toveh the visitor. So the din is machricho sham ledin. What does that mean? That the guy who's living here is machrich d'oreach to be done here in the city. And he's got to come immediately, lest he'll slip away. And we'll machrim him. We're kofim b'chom ad efshir. Okay? So the ben ha'ir, that's toveh al achsanoi, b'chom makim shim senu. You find him in the city, you better grab him now. And basically can be machrim. The kol zeh yesh beizdin be'irin. That's only when there's based in the city. Yes? Aval mi'ein beizdin sham, kolecha yuchal achriach haveru she'elech imo le'beizdin ledunimo. If there's no beizdin in the city, then you can machriach that he goes to the closest beizdin or a beizdin shayach le'ir achiris. That's considered to be okay. Yes, Adam?
Is there any difference if the guy's from Israel, kind of like in Marcos, or there's special...
Yeah, that's kind of. I think it all is an issue of going play, you know, close by. Like if I'm not mistaken, that was by Nefashis, no?
I mean, yeah, but they said it's Chosar's.
Yeah. Does that have a Nafkamina Ledin? I don't know if we had that in the Ledin. I don't think so. Wasn't that by Nefashis, or was it even by Dini Mamanis, too?
I mean, it was. The context was Nefashis, but yeah. It's the
idea of Chosar's Israel, yeah, okay. Could be that maybe that's only about a fascist. Let me think about it. It's a good kasha. Okay, let's continue. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. By the fascist, there's only one guy. You know what I'm saying? By the moment, it's what's a schus for you is a chover for them. Yeah, that's what I think. But it's a good point to think about it more. Okay, let's continue. He says, "Atoveh sarach lelech achar nitfayim hu beir achiris." Oh, avu bishu beir atoveh abeis in yoser godel. The Toveh has to go after the Nitpa, even if he's in another city, and even though Afa Bishabira, Toveh, Bezdin, Yoser Gordel, in the Toveh city, this notion of being protected, I forgot the name of it in English, these guys that do that, the Rishoyim, they go after these wealthy guys and make up these stories, terrible things. I forgot what they're called. But this theory of the Rosh, that's Tikkun Olam, the Ma'arik takes to an extreme. And he says the Toveh, let's say there's a poor guy who's trying to get millions of dollars from this, I forgot the word in English, from the rich guy. And in this guy's city, in the Ani city, is a bigger tamachachim, bigger, better basin than in the rich guy's city. Still you go bus or what? You still go bus or the nitpa. Filo haya nitpa, most be kodin biratovea. Even if the nitpa had money, most be kodin. Even if the nitpa had most be kodin biratovea. And let's say the guy has $100,000, a rich guy in this Ani city. Or this guy, this Rosh, is trying to go after him. O beir acheris, he says, "Afilu haya nitpa mos bikoron beir atoveh. O beir acheris, elim ken yochel lakem osu beiro. Az sarach lodiel lenitpa, v'az sarach ladim mikom hashem osu sham." Unless you can. Let's see what this means. So what does this mean? So here. The Toveh is going after the Nitpa because if you do Lehepech, again, they're going to go after the guy. Remember what we said. It's a Tikkun Olam. And Lemaisa, it's interesting. Did you see the Bir Agro? Or the Bir, I think the Bir Agro has it. No, he quotes the Gemara in Baba Kama. And then Vavim Abeis, you know, the Makar of Motzeh Chela Raya. The Gemara has a Pasuk. Mi Baal Dvaram Yigash. Gemara says, we need a Pasuk for it. It's a Svara. Someone has a pain, you go to the doctor. If you claim you owe me money, prove it to me. So the Gon actually points that out, halacha l'maisa. So therefore, what comes out here is that the Toveya Zolech Achar Nitpa is only when the Toveya and the Nitpa are not living in one city. Then the Nitpa can be Dairesh, that he should be down in his city. Gam im be'ir ha-Toveya zebez in choshev. But when they're both in the same city, then it goes back to the din, Shneim also ir hari nisbar lel. We said that din earlier halacha lemaisa. So what does it mean? So the toveya is holech achar nitfa, even in ofer where the money is in the ear of the toveya. So we don't say the toveya could have claimed, you know, let's judge it here because the money's here and it could be easy collectible. There's no adifus to that. However, halacha lemaisa, it's interesting. If before he was yared, kodem shiyari mo ledin, the Toveya had a schus la'akol mamana nitpa. What does that mean? He had the ability to foreclose. Okay, the Gemara, the Shulchan Aruch has in cases in Siman Ayin Gimel, there are cases where you can foreclose on someone's property in Ayin Gimel. In Siman Ayin Gimel, there are cases where you can foreclose. That's what's called ikul with an ayin. So if the Toveu, who's this poor fellow we're framing as, is not in the, we're assuming maybe, we don't know if it's true or not, but we've been saying that, if he could have what foreclosed on this, Zion Gimel here, yeah. If he could have, there are situations, Shulchan Aruch gives cases where you can do equal. Okay? So in cases where you can do equal, and he had the schus to do the equal, right? Halacha l'maisa. Okay, there was a chash, let's say, that the nitfa would be mavriach as mamono. What I mean by foreclose is, you know, there's a dispute here. We're afraid he's going to go out and take all the money to Switzerland, the rich guy, and the other guy won't be able to get it. So in that case, you could put it like an escrow. That's what it means, foreclose. You can make put it in escrow. So in cases where you're allowed to put it for escrow, in escrow, and the nitfa is coming, at least, dayin b'makom hatoveh shabonim soim nechosov, then Bezdin, since Bezdin was already put in escrow, comes out that the Nitva wants to save his property, he becomes begetter, a Toveya. You follow what I'm saying? So in that case, you could have a Svara to say that you have to go bust of the Toveya, because the Toveya became like a Nitva, because it was put in escrow. So therefore, that's an interesting case that comes up regarding this halacha. So the Roma and Siminai and Gimel's Mashra Dafkim Oklo Hanachasim Mamakam Atoveya, where they foreclose Makoteya. Oklo, if they did it in another place, then you don't have that din. But the Marik is Mashra B'chol Makam Shoklo Sham, wherever they did the foreclose or wherever they did the escrow, that's where you got to go. So that's an interesting concept that comes up. But, you know, and it's always that interplay. The dynamic is with, you know, you've become a nitfa, the wealthy guy is a nitfa, the poor guy is the toveya, but now if it's put in escrow, then maybe you're on equal footing. So therefore, you could pilpul on that, halacha l'maisa. Okay. But what does it say? It says, Elim ken yochel la'ake mosav be'iro, az sarach la'odia l'nitfa v'az sarach la'dun mimkom shem osav sham. So in other words, what he's saying is that even if the nitfa has the money in the city of the toveya, right? So you still go busser what? Busser the nitva. Even if the toveya, I feel like a nitva must be cut on. Even if he has money in the era of the toveya, right? Halach lamaisa, he says elim ken yochel la'akev ma'osu b'iro. Unless what? Unless he can hold the money in his city, as sarach lo deal in nitva, you have to tell the nitva, v'ad sarach ladun mimkomo shemosu sham. Okay, so that's this halacha. So Nachama, let's get this straight. So the toveya, right, the toveya has to go bust the nitva, like we said, right? If he's in another city, even if what? Even if in the ear of the toveya, the bezin is greater. Fine, we got that. And even if the nitva, even if it was to the nitva mos pikadon, even if the nitva l'maisa, the wealthy guy had mos in the era of the toveya, meaning in the wealthy guy had money in the poor fellow city l'maisa, we still don't listen. We still don't go bus or what bus of the toveya unless elim ken yochel la'akev ma'osav be'iro. Unless he can hold the money be'ir asarach lo'odil l'nitva. Then you have to tell the nitva, and then he has to be danim asarach l'dom mokav shemosu sham. What does that mean, yochel la'akev? I think that means what we were saying, no, about it being an equal, about it, you know, putting in escrow. Unless you're able to hold the money in the city, that shows already they're on the same footing, then already they become like a, he becomes like a what, a tovei himself. Okay? That's what it means, equal there, la'akev. Akev here is the same word as equal here. I think that's the pshat l'maisa. Okay, let's finish up the Ramah and sif alef. That's all we got to see. Av sheish lo tviya rachmano letzlan al pano. Sarach leilich haben af bishu nitbach or aviv. It's happened before. You have a din Torah between a father and son. Unfortunately, let's say a father-in-law, a son-in-law. The father has a tviya on his son Sarach Lelech HaBen Af Bishu Nitpa. The son has to go bust to the father, even though he's the Nitfacher Aviv. Aye, everything's Tikkun Olam, everything switches. Kibud Aveim trumps this all, and he automatically becomes the father, who's the Toveh, and the son is the Nitfa. You think you go bust to the city, the Nitfa. No, the son has to go bust to the father, and that's it. That's the din. Okay? Same thing, Rachman al Islam by a Rabbo Muvuk in the Talmud. Same halacha, that the Talmud has to go busser. It's interesting that Pischei Tshuva quotes about a husband and a wife, if they're arguing. Does she have to go busser him or not? Because she has kavod, he has to respect his wife too, but there's a special union of kavod a wife has for her husband. So would that be the same din? Okay, interesting halacha. So this is like different tiers, but again, we're working with the Rush, everything's flipped. In the Rambam, this whole thing doesn't, in the Mechaber, this whole thing doesn't start. You know what I mean? According to the Rambam, the Mechaber, it doesn't start because the truth of the matter is that there is that no notion of that Tikkun Olam. Let's finish up the Ramah. Asher Muchzuk V'Ilem, he's a strong guy. He's a Muchzuk V'Ilem. Be'iro Motzino Soladun Be'racheres Avisha Bezin Shebe'iro Yosher Godel. I mean, you have a guy that finances the whole city. You know, he's the biggest kvir in the city. You're going to take him to a din tire in that city? All the Dayanim are scared of him. So you don't go to that Bezdin, you go to another Bezdin. You go to another Bezdin. This day and age, it's not easy. It's so much technology. If the guy's a real big kvir, how could any Bezdin sit on a din tire against this guy? Finances everybody. But it's an interesting case. It's interesting, what's the girsa here? Do you need both him to be an usher and strong? Is the Vav the Elaim a Vav a Mechaleket, or either or is enough? Or is it O Elaim? Right, in other words, a Gavra that's a strong guy, but it's not rich. What's the din? So if it's an issue of fear, then maybe even if he's strong, he's not rich, right? Some say, Lamaisa, that if you're rich on your own, Lo Chashin Leivis Adin. Who says that? The Tshuvah Shev Yaakov says it's a Bechidish, that wealthy alone is not enough. But the Pashtus is that what? That it's a vava mechalek, either or would also go to a din tyre somewhere else, not here. Okay, it's very hard to judge such a fellow. Okay? And Poshim Shat, the Toveya would have to pay the shlichus. The Toveya would have to, it's not fair. I mean, even though this guy's a billionaire, but why should he have to, he's in New York, why should he have to fly to Chicago for the din tyre? So let him pay if he's going to, let him pay for it. Even though he's a billionaire, the other guy should have to pay for him. He's taking for the din tyre. Okay. Very good. That's Sif Alf. Let's go, Sif Beis. If one of the litigants is a Talmud Chacham, he knows how to write very nicely. The other fellow is unlearned. I don't like to say ignorant. I never like to translate Amaretz as being ignorant. It means he's unlearned. So the Talmud Chacham should not write his presentation to the Beis Din. To ask from the Beis HaGadol, but the Dayanim should do it. Okay? Why? So there are a few reasons, and both of them have to pay the schar. So you want to get the advice of the Beis HaGadol. So if they're both Talmidei Chacham, they know how to write, that's fine. Let them write it. But if one of them is a Talmid Chacham and he knows how to write well and the other guy doesn't, so the Dayanim must write it. Because we don't want the Beis HaGadol whose letter it's being written to are going to be, you know, are going to be. We don't want that dying that's being asked, that's being sent to Chayshid, that he's going to give more favoritism to Talmud Chacham because he sees, oh, this guy knows how to write well. So, you know, we're worried about that. Number two, the Chasimus Yad Baldin should not appear because maybe he'll recognize the Ksav Yad of the Baldin and maybe there'll be some Negiya Bedover. And number three, he might recognize the Signon of that Talmud Chacham, maybe he has Sfarim. And you might recognize Lamaisa, who this is. And fourth of all, which is a general reason, is that in general, if a fellow knows how to write well and he's a Talmid Chacham, he's going to present the case better. Why should the fellow's unlearned who doesn't know how to write Hebrew, let's say, well, or whatever, to explain the dinim, why should he be penalized? So that's a more general din, the Levush says. So those are the four reasons we want to suggest why here. The Sma actually writes, he has, Inam, he calls Manchin Amora Yodei, is a Chacham, Toen, Kane, Leis Bochshad. Okay, as long as he doesn't, the Mora doesn't know he's a chacham toin kain. Maybe there's no chshad at all. Okay, that was the point about the handwriting. About the handwriting, as long as he doesn't know which one it is, okay, but nonetheless, those are the four reasons. Number one, Schazer over the reasons. Number one, it's just that, you know, that the Beis Din HaGadol won't favor the Talmid Chacham. People won't think that. Shouldn't be like that. Number two, he might recognize his handwriting. Number three, he might actually recognize the style of that Talmid Chacham. And number four, in general, that it's not right. The presentation shouldn't be one be able to present it more than the other. So it should be written by who? The Dayanim, and the litigant should share the expenses. Okay. In those days, to deliver, you know, letters, they didn't have UPS and FedEx, you know. So it was a big thing to have a carrier. It cost a lot of money. Siv Kimmel. It was a big thing, you know. That's one of the things, you know, I spoke about in Pesach. One of the shirim I gave in Pesach is, you know, it's such a strange thing. We spoke about looking at other people's emails. It's one of the topics of the shirim. You know, you have the three haramim of Rabbeinu Gershom Mor Hagola. One can't divorce his wife against her will. You can't marry multiple wives. And then you can't open someone's mail. It's so weird, you know what I mean? It doesn't seem as weighty as the first two. But it was very weighty, because that's the way they would do deals. Business deals, they would have carriers, and the letter, it was very important that other people wouldn't hear, because it could ruin a whole business deal. Like nowadays, a lot of people try to keep quiet until you actually do a deal. But that's why it was very weighty. It was very weighty, because they had a big nafkaminas in economics at that time. Okay, let's see Siv Gimel. Yeshom Shimye Shnei Tamen Chacham Bir Achas, Echa Godol Michavero, Yochel Echa Mibaladin, Lomer Lodun Bifnezel, Bifnezev, Afa Bishu Kotmi Menu, Kevin Shishneim Bir Achas. Says the Mechaber, you have two Talmid Chacham in one city. One's a little bit bigger than the other. So one of the Baal HaDinim could say, I don't want to go in front of that one. I want to go in front of this one. Even though he's not as big of a Talmid Chacham. Since they're both in the same what? Since they're both in the same city, he has that right. Now here, what are we talking about? Let's get this clear. We're talking about two Baal HaDinim that live in one city. And we don't have the din of the Toveh has to follow the Nitbah, the Halacha of what? The halach of the tikkun olam of the rosh and the ramah, because we only say that when they're both when kishishtem ain darim birachas. We only say that when they're not living in the same city. But here they're living in the same city. So therefore, if they're living in the same city, we go back to what? We go back to the general rule. What's the general rule? That the toveya has a drisha that he could go based on agadol. The nitpa doesn't have that drisha. We go back to that general din. And therefore, here in the same city, there are two talmid chachamim, and. So if we're in the same city and there are two talmid chachamim, b'zeh gama tovein lo schus lidrosh. So you would think we're going back to the general rule. So let's go back to the general rule. The general rule is that what? That the malve, the toveya, can say, I want to go to Beis Din HaGadol. So I would think if you're living in the same city, so I want to go to the bigger talmid chachamim. No. He has no schus to be dairish that because the nitfas misarev, and therefore halacha lamaisa, that's the chiddush of this particular din that we have, Lamaisa, and that's what the Mechaber Lamaisa, even though we said the Mechaber doesn't have that Tikkun Olam, but I'm saying with the Mechaber Ramah together, this even the Mechaber is going to hold like this, Halach Lamaisa. So if they can't come to, if both of them are refusing each other, they have to come to some Pshara, and if they can't come to some Pshara, the two Talmid Chacham should sit there together. If you can't get them together, then what do you do? What do you do, push-up shot? What do you do if you can't get them together? So, pashtus is that you should fall back to that same halacha of the Rosh, of the Tikkun Olam. That's what the Nesivis points out. Meaning that what? That he shouldn't be abused. The rich guy shouldn't be abused by this poor guy. And therefore, the Nitpah should have Kedima. If you cannot, the koch of the Nitpah should be greater. That's what the Nesivis says. Okay, so what are you going to do, Lamaisa? So, Poshub Shad is that that's what you'd have to say. Now, Lamaisa, the Nitpa can be, this is holding like the Rishonim, who hold the Nitpa can be Misarev, the Atzah of the Toveya, even if the Toveya is based in a greater Talmid Chacham. Allah Almighty can refuse to have a hepech. The Toveya can be Misarev, even if the Nitvus is a greater Talmid Chacham. Till they come to some Shara, Pashup Shat, and therefore, if you're Matziah the cotton, He can always say, you might say to yourself, what's the logic with the Baal Din that wants the smaller Talmud Chacham? Because he says, if they make a mistake, so you go to the bigger one. What's the big deal? So that's the svara behind that. But the truth is, in the tour pointed out, he's cholik on the smag, and he says, Dafkif the Mitzarev is matziah to go to a bigger one from the Atzos Hasheni Kibi Mitzarev. Right? That was a machloik, is the tour in the smag, right? The tour said that he can only Mitzarev if he wants to go to what? A bigger one. If he wants to go to a smaller one, he can't. Okay, it's a machloik, is the tour in the smag. Okay, says the Ramal, Hagavim echad silek atzma min adin kaman delesa dami. Let's say one of those two Talmidei Chacham, the two Dayanim, says, you know what, I'm not interested in doing this din Torah at all. So the only guy who's interested is one of the Dayanim. And you're mazmin that guy, you put him in Nidui. Okay? Once the Dayan's Masalik himself, it's like there's only one Talmud Chacham. And therefore, it's a Hemshech, Halacha L'maisa, that we said, the only Dayan that's remaining has the Chacham to be mazmin, the Nidpa. If he doesn't come, we learn in Sumi and Alf, you can put him in Nidui. Anytime that you don't have to go to a din Torah, you don't have to worry about Azmana. Okay? So if someone sends Azmana and there's no reason to go to the din Torah, since the Nitpa is not Mechuyiv, the Mekabel, the Hatzav, the Toveya, like we learned, there's no Ischaivis towards that Bezdin. You don't have to go. I, in Sumi that Aleph, if we said, Lamai said that about din that cannot come, he should, remember we said he should call up and say, you can't come? Remember we learned that in Simi Nud Aleph? We learned that you should call up, right, and say that you can't come. You remember that? What Sif was that? In Simi Nud Aleph he said that. That you should make sure that you communicate, remember, just don't ignore it. Yeah, right here, the end of Sif Aleph. Aye, so here, why can you totally ignore it? What's the difference? Over there, you had a chiv to come, Lomaisa. You just are honest. You weren't able to. So that's why you got to communicate. Here, you have no chiv to come at all. So, Mele, you don't have to respond. Okay. Very good. Let's see Sif Dalet now. It's complicated, Ramah here in Sif Dalet, what exactly he means when he says the Kol Shekein. Yesh Omrim. Let's see. Shimroa Adayin Shebaldin Choshto. If the Baldayin sees that the Baldin is Choshed him, Shenota din that may be perverted justice, God forbid, kenegdo against him. Sarach lo dio meza tam don. You should say out of your own volition, even though you weren't asked, why the what's the reason the psak? A feeling low shawl, even if you didn't ask. An interesting din. I gave a gemara. I made a mistake in the marmakom. It's demara in b'metzia samach tesimanaf. I told the guys that was an untes samach tesimanaf. The gemara had a shaila. The gemara had a shaila with two partners. And there were two kusim, and they had a partnership, and one of them went and divided the money of the profit without the other guy knowing, and they came in the presence of Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said, "Lamai nafkamina, did it make a difference without your knowledge?" He said, "It was fine. Take your shear, and that's it. It's fine." The next year, they had a partnership in wine, and the guy goes ahead and divides the other partner, right, divided up the profits without the other guy knowing. They came in front of Rav Papa, and Rav Papa said, "Who divided the profits? Why did you have to do that?" So he judged against the same guy twice. So the other guy says to him, he says, "What's going on here? Amalei kachazina basadidi kaasimar. What are you always going after me for?" So Rav Papa saw that the guy was upset with, or choshen him at least. So Rav Papa said, "Ki I gav nevada serch lo diu." In a case where you think the guy's choshen you, you got to explain the reason. He said, "The chilek was zuzi mishak v'tavi yuchasri. All there's good coins. All coins are the same quality. So what's the difference? By wine though, it's not true." Amalei, Rav Papa said to him, right? He said, "Zuzi mishak v'tavi v'tavi v'shak yuchasri." Amalei lo. What do you mean? Some wine that's good, some that's not good. So you shouldn't divide it without him. There's a clear difference. So Tosus here on the top points out a din that if a guy has a pischon peh, one of the baal din, you have to be nisin nikim yashem misro. We spoke about it a few weeks ago by Matos. Marasayan. You have to be open about it. Okay? You have to be open about it. You have to be clear about it. So that's this mechaber, based on that gemara, okay? So you have to say the reasoning, even though you weren't even asked, okay? But where there's no chshad, halacha l'maisa, there's no requirement to say the reason why you made a psak. Okay? The only time that there's such a if there was a kfiyah, then there's a schus levakish that they should write. Right? That's what the Rama says here. The Rama says, if they're down through kfiyah, lamaisa, then that's what I want. And Ari and Alex were asking me very good in Seder. The Rama a little bit vite, he says, Mu yeshom dafkim, don't say de kfiyah. This whole notion of writing is ayede kfiyah, that they can ask for writing in the reason. Otherwise, you don't have to write. If they come on their own, there's no requirement that you have to write the psakdin in the reasoning. It's only when it's ayede kfiyah, okay? So this is what I want to bring out now, okay? This is what I want to bring out now, and this will lead us into the kolshikin. So let's get this. In other words, there's a big difference when you write the psakdin b'makom chshad, or when you write it b'makom kfiyah. If it's b'makom chshad, you have to write the psak and give the reasoning. If it's just b'makom kfiyah, all you do is write the psak, you don't have to write the svaras, okay? You don't have to write the svaras. Okay, and that's it. Halacha l'maisa. And if the thing's brought in front of a Beis Nagar, another one, you write the ksav, Beis will check into it, the other Beis will look into it, see if you're right or wrong. So we got that so far? That's the pshat l'maisa. That's what the Rashba wants to say. Beis Yosef quotes a Rashba, that there are two tracks here. If you're writing b'makom shad, you got to write the psak and the reasoning. If you're writing b'makom kfiyah, all you got to do is write the psak, and that's it. Okay. And that's what it says, afil lo shol. You write it to Yisrael, Nekim, Hashem, Yisrael. That's the Lashon of the Taisis in Bob Metzia and Samach Tesamit Beis. Now this leads us to the Ramah. Zak the Ramah, the Kol Shekin, says the Ramah, the Kol Shekin, I got the Kol Shekin, Im Omer, Kisvu, Neezel, Im Kisvu, Im Omer, Kisvu, Neezel, Tam, Dan Suni. If he says to him, please, the Baal Edin says to him, write for me the reason that you made such a psak. So what's the Kol Shekin going on? So let's suggest, Ari and Alex were asking me and saying, let's suggest three different ways to read this Kol Shekin. Okay? One of the reasons is, so Pashup Shot is the way the Sma says it. And the Pesach Yeshuva also has there in Sifkon Ches, is the following, that it's going on a case of Chshad. What did the Mechaber say? That what's the din by Chshad? If you don't ask, even if he doesn't ask, you have to write it in the reason. Kol Shekin, if he asks for it, that's the Pashup Shot. Okay? So, B'makom Chshad, L'maisa, you have to write the psak and the reasoning. And Kol Shekin, if he asks for it, you got to do it. That's the Pashup Shot. Okay, but let's say that we don't interpret the Ramah like that. So, what would be the two other ways to say? So, it could be, in the Sma and Sifkon Chav Gimel says like this. He says, Kol Shekin, le'inin k'siva. If it's b'makom chshad, notice in the Mechaber said nothing about writing, did he? He said, sarach lo'odio, correct? You have to say it over. So if it's b'makom chshad, we're modin lo atam, kol shekin, when he just wants the what? The writing without the tam, we write it. You follow me? So if b'makom chshad, we say it over to him without him asking, how much more so, if he asks for it, l'maisa, okay? How much more so if he just wants Kol Shekin Shinarotza Raka Ksiva Belitam, if he doesn't want any reason, just wants a psak din. He just wants a psak din. So then, of course, you write it. You follow me? That's the Kol Shekin. So the second way to learn it up is that B'makom Chshad, you have to say over the reasoning. Right? Kol Shekin Zok D'Ramah, that is B'makom Chshad, and he asks you for the psak without a reasoning. Of course you write it. It's like one grade down. You got me? And then there's a third shot that you could say. And the Tumim says like this, Pesach Tshuva quotes on Zivkon Ches the following. Completely different area. The Kol Shekin is talking about, and in a case where there is no chshad, even though you don't have to write the reasoning, right, when they came on their own, right, when there's no chshad, even though you don't have to write the reasoning, but Baal Peh, you do say it to him. So that's the Kol Shekin. That when they ask, you should say it to him, Baal Peh, all the reasoning. So, B'makom Chshad, what do we say? You have to say it, Baal Peh, it's a Tzarech Le'odio. So, Kol Shekin, B'makom, when there's no Chshad, where there's never a reason to write any of the time, but you just say it, Baal Peh, L'maisa, right? You say it Baal Peh, Omrim Lo, when there's no Chshad, Lamaisa, even though you don't have to write them the Tan, but Lamaisa, Baal Peh, Lamaisa, you'll have to what? You say it to him. So that's the Kol Shekein with it. When he asks, you should say it Peh, Lamaisa, all the time, okay? So we got this, when there's no Chshad, you don't have to write the Tan, right? You just say it what? You just say Baal Peh, what the psak is, right? But if he asks you, Lomaisa, then there's a good reason to say Baal Peh the whole time, not just the what, not just the psak. Okay? So that's what I was discussing with Alex and Ari. Let's say one of the Dayanim, what's called, you know, Kfiyah here. Remember we said from the Ramah that what's Kfiyah? So we're going to get to that. So these are the three ways we can read the Ramah. Okay, one way is simple that, you know, b'makom chshad l'maisa, if you say it over to him, but if he asks, for sure you write the reasoning. The other pshad is that it's a kol shekein, talking about chshad too, b'makom chshad r'modiyin lo, kol shekein, if he just wants the ksiva without a psak, we would write that one grade lower. And the third one is completely not talking about chshad. But there's no chshad, you have to write anything, right? You have to say what the psak was. So if he asks you for a reason, so tell him the reason. That's the kol shekein. But it's talking kol shekein v'makom, there's no chshad. You never have to write anything. Okay. And then he says, Miu yeshom davkim dono adiav kfiyah, havav lavachin kosun lo vachin ikr. Stark. And that's what we assume the pshat and the mechaber is. The only time you have to write it down is when it was ayde kfiyah. But if there's no kfiyah, you don't have to write anything. Ain kosun lo. No. Seems like you don't have to write a psak din either. You have to just say verbally. So since they were makabel you to be dayanim, lav kol kaminin lachzor mipiskeim, they cannot be chozer vo from the psak. V'mivakish mehem tamadin, but if they ask you tamadin mevada yomelo, you should say it to them. You don't have to write it. Okay, so you don't have to write it down. Okay. And if they made a tanai when the litigants got together, that when they go to the din Torah, they want it written down, the tanai kayim, and you have to write it. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? So it's clear you have to obviously tell them what the din is. You don't have to write it. But if they want to have a reasoning lemaisa, you can say it to them, but you don't have to write it down. But if there was a tanai made that lemaisa, you have to write it down. The Tom and the Psak, then you have to listen, as the Chiddush Yaron points out as well. Interesting, what I was saying to Alex and Ari is, if, let's say, again, we're making a distinction between coming on your own or coming Bekfiyah. The Ramah says Bekfiyah. If it's on your own, you have to write. What happens if one of the two guys was forced? What do you say about that? Is that called Kfiyah? So, Poshup Shat, Lamaisa, Notab Yehuda, Madura Tinan, Choshem Mishpat, Simon Aleph says, that as long as one of them was sent to the Siruv, that's called Kfiyah. So I was asking Ari and Alex, let's say that guy won. So that guy won, maybe he wouldn't care about it being written down. He won. So does that transform the whole Din Torah? Poshup Shat transforms the whole Din Torah. It's Kfiyah, and you'd have to write it down. Halacha lemaisa. Okay, then continues the Ramah. Let's get the Ramah. Ukshitzrichin lichtov lo emezetam danuhu ein kfiyas man ladover. Strange din, no? In a situation where you have to write the tam, whether it was because of what, you know, because of kfiyah, lemaisa, there's no kfiyas l'zman l'dover. What does that mean? It means they can write it any time they want. Ela kolzman shabol lichtov lo, kosman nosan lo. When you're going to write it, then you actually write the tam. Interesting. You see that, you know what, that you got to have great cover to the dayanim and the beisdin. It's like, you know, I was telling the RNL, I see kids, you know, they always want to know why. You don't always have to tell them why. Same thing here. The Dayanim are in control, not the Bali Dinim. They'll reveal the reason in Kfiyah, fine. But if they came on their own, I mean, come on. And if there's a reason need to be written because you want to go to an appeal process, we'll write the reason when we want it since. V'insarach lichtov lo atamim v'arayis rakoslim atainis v'apsak din. What does this mean? This is a classical psak din. No. When a classical psak din is said, right, you don't what? Ein tzarach lichtov lo, right? Ein tzarach lichtov lo atamim arise. When you have to write a classical psak din, you only have to write the tanis and the psak din. You don't have to write the reasons and the rayas, right? This is when, what, Nerdanavai, they, Ayadei Kfiyah, right? Then you'll have to write, but the only time that Lamaisa you're going to have to write the reasons down is when there's Chshad, or when it has to be appealed. Remember we had that? Or when it's going to be appealed by, you know, by the Beis Din HaGadol. Then you'll write the reasons down. But if there's no concept of that, you see that when a Psak Din's made, all they have to do is write down the Tainas and the Psak Din. Then he says, "V'sarich l'shal." He's writing the straight dinim here now. "V'sarich l'chal law time rise rakosul l'mon times v'psak din." "V'sarich l'shal miyad." You have to pay immediately. You already saw that din. "V'mistra din yachsul law." And if it's repealed, so okay, they'll have to repeal the din. And like I said, they shouldn't be hesitant at their psak. They should make the guy pay and not be choshish. Oh, maybe the guy won't have the money anymore. They stick with their psak. They insert lichtov lo el mi bezin cotton le bezin gadol. Only time a letter is written or a psak is from the bezin cotton the bezin gadol to describe the case that they want their chavis das. While bezin gadol should don't insert lichtov lo the bezin gadol has to write a thing lo chashin le teusa team can ain't never solve. What you're gonna have to be choishish? They never have to write anything. The bezin gadol, meaning to give the psak din b'ksav. Rock the regular Bezin and gives the Baal Din Hadiris, is asking it. But the Bezin HaGadol, they don't have to write anything. They have to be Chayish Tos. They don't have to write a Psak Din. One of the Gedoli Achronim is Bezin HaGadol Linyan Zeh, consider when it's made up of Gedoli Soma for Somim. So if that's the case, you know, they don't have to write it down because whatever they say goes. They're not going to be questioned. This is only when they're being questioned, the Bezin Ragil, and they have to go to the Bezin HaGadol, then you have to what? Then you have to actually write it down. Okay, let's start 1 o'clock. So Lomaisa, we have to do Sif Hey and finish up till Sif Ches. I want to do that real quickly, and then we got to get to Ted Vov. Okay, about Din Meruma and you know which one's first. So let's stop here, and okay, we'll continue Bezer Shem from Sif Hey tomorrow. Okay, real quick, I want to finish up, get to Ted Vov. Okay, Adam, you're saying Chabura this week, correct? Now, I guess the last week I'll say, because I saw that no one really wanted to do the last one, so, well, my, so I'll...